Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
My grandparents sat silently as they watched Spanish language news as a man who was both farm worker and hero stood up for them, their children, and their friends who had spent most of their lives zigzagging across the country picking crops for others' tables. I remember sitting on their Central California living room floor watching Cesar Chavez announce the start of another campaign to protect farm laborers, this time to raise visibility about dangerous pesticides toxic to humans. It was the early 1980s, and my grandparents, who came to the country from Mexico, had worked alongside Cesar in California's fields decades earlier and respected him for doing what others hadn't. Before Cesar, few were courageous enough to stand up for farm workers, raising visibility about working conditions and better wages for the laborers who are the backbone of the nation's trillion-dollar agricultural industry. I was a child at the time, but I remember how the No Uvas campaign permeated my grandparents' home, and when Cesar was on TV, my grandparents would drop everything that they were doing to watch and then shush us into silence with a quick glare. To me, Cesar was a legend. Growing up, my grandparents, as well as every farm labor household that I walked into, had a picture of Cesar alongside photos of the Pope, their children, and statues of the Virgen Maria. Not only did he represent compassion and kindness and perseverance, but his vision for our community extended beyond the fields, and it changed the lives of millions. He was someone who looked like us, shared similar backgrounds as us, and was invited to sit at the nation's most important tables alongside governors and members of Congress and even presidents of the United States. He gave me hope that I'd have a destiny outside of the only work that my grandparents knew by pulling farm laborers and their families out from the shadows and into mainstream conversations. Without him, I often wonder if doors would have opened and new paths been created for people like me to be successful out of the fields. Even though I never met him, Cesar's influence on my life has always been great, his impact lasting. That's what makes a legend. With The Perspective, I'm Eric Olvera.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.